Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington volunteer firefighter Andy Miller about Fire Prevention Month.
Thank you so much for meeting with me today. Can you just go ahead and introduce yourself and then tell us what we'll be talking about?
Yes. My name is Andy Miller. I am a volunteer with the Washington Volunteer Fire Department. I've been on since, I believe it's 2015. And today I have some information about Fire Prevention 2023.
Very good. And Fire Prevention Month is October. We're just slightly early, but better to be early than late, I like to say, for these things. So if you want to just jump right in and get started.
Yep. So Fire Prevention Week this week will be October 8th through the 14th. And what's special about that is here in Washington and in most areas, we try to really get out and go to the schools. So we'll be, this year, we will be in St. James, Stewart, and Lincoln schools during that week. And then a lot of times the full-time firemen and myself will go to the preschools. They'll call and we'll schedule an appointment and we'll go over there with a fire truck and then talk to the little kids about fire prevention. And there's different scales. We like to talk a little higher about fire prevention to the older kids and then to the younger kids, just kind of introducing ourselves and what a fireman looks like and those dangers of what might be in the households.
Mm-hmm. And I know a big thing about those presentations are, this is what I look like and don't be scared of me. Like, if you see me and there's a problem, you can come to me.
Correct. Yep. That's one of the things that we talk about is, you know, if you are, you know, normally, you know, it's dark, it's scary, there's a lot going on. And if you have someone coming into your house in the dark with a bunch of flashlights and they sound like Darth Vader, you know, it's very intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Great. So that's a good starter for the school age children. But what can everybody else then think about this month about fire prevention?
So this month, and it's one of the things that we do talk with the kids, you know, smoke detectors. There's a statistic out there, and I really don't care for statistics, but there's a statistic out there that does say that 95% of fires, home fires, are preventable with smoke detectors, or 95% of deaths in the home are preventable because of the use of proper smoke detectors. So that reminder, that big kick out there is check your smoke detectors. I know I do the same thing. You know, you have a smoke detector, it has an error, it malfunctions. What do? You go unplug it, you take it down, you take the battery out, and it sits on your dresser. Put a new battery in there, put it back up. You know, you want to have one inside every single bedroom, not in your kitchen. If you cook like me, that's been going off all the time. So don't do that, but you know, outside that kitchen area and in every bedroom. And the other big thing I like to push with the kids is sleep with that door shut. You know, that way if there is smoke or anything in the house, that door is going to protect you at that point in time.
And then, so what else do we have to talk about here? Because that's kind of the extent of my knowledge is firemen can look scary and smoke detectors.
Yep. So just a reminder, yeah, we'll be at Lincoln and St. James on Tuesday and then Stewart most of the day on Wednesday. We see approximately 1,000 kids in those 2 days. Again, this is a volunteer thing that all the firemen participate in. You know, right now, Washington has 37 firemen. Typically, I get about 15 to 20 guys to come. They take time off of work for 2 days, and that's how much they believe in this. It is a good program to get there and talk to the kids. Some of the things that we'll be doing, we have a burn trailer that we have set up. So the kids are able, we smoke the trailer, so it's got like the fake smoke in it, and it's dark, and then we open up the doors and let the kids crawl up and go over some stairs and then come down the stairs and come back out so they can kind of see what it's like to get low and to crawl around stairs and stuff. We do the standard stop, drop, and roll. You know, that's, you know, the good information for everybody. We'll work with the schools, and we do the school bus evacuations during the same day while we're there. So that way it kind of helps both parties out too. And then for the older kids, we do what's called pan fire. So we have a mock kitchen or a mock stovetop, and we show them like what would happen if your pan would catch on fire, you know, how to put that out properly, what it looks like if you don't put it out properly. So we can kind of show those older kids that might be at home by themselves cooking, you know, like how to handle that situation. And then we do have, I call it the smokehouse, some kids call it the dollhouse, but it's a pretty large dollhouse that we have enclosed. And we fill it up with smoke, and that way the kids can kind of see how the smoke rises. And then it gives us the opportunity to talk about the temperatures in the house and why it's important to get down and crawl on your hands and knees So those are kind of like the different stations. Just some good numbers for the community that I always like to remind them. You know, again, we have 37 firemen in our community. Last year, we responded to 167 fires in our fire district. We respond to 796 EMS calls in our district and 57 rescue calls in our district. So as a volunteer base, we're pretty busy, but we're all here to provide that service. Along with fire prevention, we do Operation Edith as well. So Edith stands for Exit Drills in the Home. We'll do that Wednesday, the October 11th at approximately 7 o'clock. And it's where we drive around town in the fire trucks. We'll have our lights on and our sirens on. And what we tell the kids during fire prevention is if you have a plan to get out of the house and you've talked to the grown-ups in the house about that plan, come out, wave to us, turn on your porch lights, you know, do something to show us that you do have that plan in the works with your with the grown-ups in the house. And then we count those up, and then it's just kind of a reassurance to us that we are reaching some of these kids and parents or the just the general adults in the home that allows us to kind of justify our time and our effort. And if we get to one kid, it justifies our time and our effort. So we're very excited about doing it.
Yeah. And having that plan can be so important because in the heat of the moment, when there's an emergency, you want to know what to do and how to do it safely. Having that plan, I know that was the other thing I remember from school age time, stop, drop, and roll, have a plan. Like, yep. Know where you meet your family outside. That's what I remember.
Yep. And we tell the kids, like, if you're outside and you are by the big tree in the front yard and we come rolling up in the fire truck and you say, hey, everybody's out. You've done our most important job. Now we can do our secondary job of putting the fire out. But, you know, safety is the first thing. If we can get everybody out of that house, great. And if they're not, obviously that's going to be our priority is to go find that person and while the secondary crew is putting the fire out. So if everybody's out, great. We don't necessarily have to worry about that aspect of it. We can start working on the fire.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about Fire Prevention Month?
I don't think so. You know, just be mindful, practice that drill. You know, we do tornado drills, we wear our seatbelts, you know, so this is just one of those other things that I would like to see people out practicing this drill so that way in the heat of the moment, like you said, it's not as scary. I just need to get outside and go to my meeting place and everybody will meet me there.
So. Great. Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
That was Andy Miller joining on today's House and House Washington page to talk about Fire Prevention Month. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.